Well, the Hollywood Bets Sharks will be up against it when they take on the Bulls in the Currie Cup tomorrow. Sharks coach JP Peterson has introduced some of his World Cup winning junior Springboks for the clash. Yaku Williams, Sipiwe Ngobese, Matt Romeo, Vusi Moyo, as well as Albie Bester and Siona Iverson will all be in the match day squad. Williams did make his Sharks debut last season and will start on the wing. Peterson says the youngsters have already made an impact this week.
Training is much better this week. I think the baby box definitely step up today, this week, slotted in nicely as a group. I think it's seven of them, and they were very good in training. Understanding is good, know what to do. Some of them will get opportunity, which is exciting for the group.
So that one kicks off at 10 past 5 at Loftus-Fattersfeld tomorrow evening. Sticking with rugby news, Australia have suffered yet another injury blow ahead of tomorrow's final test against the British and Irish Lions. Hooker Dave Parecki has been ruled out with a cut heel and been replaced by Billy Pollard, who will make just his second international start. After narrowly losing the second test in Melbourne, Captain Harry Wilson hopes that they can salvage more pride by avoiding a 3-0 whitewash.
A lot of Australia are believing in us, and the support we've been given this week has been pretty unbelievable, and we really feel like we need to go out there and put a performance in for Australia to be proud. We want them to be truly believing in us, and that's for us to go back-to-back good performances, and we need to go out there and get that win.
Well, there's plenty to play for both sides. Obviously, Australia looking to avoid the whitewash, but the Lions looking to inflict a first whitewash on any team since 1927, when they did it to Argentina. That one kicks off at 12 p.m. South African time. And then it's going to be cricket to finish. It is day two of the fifth test between England and India at the Oval. India were bowled out earlier today for 224. And in reply, England are now 196 for 5. They have lost a couple of wickets. They were 129 for 1 at one stage. And now they're 5 down. That Zach Crawley top scored with 64. Ben Duckett made 43. The last wicket to fall, Joe Root and then Jacob Bethel were the men out. Mohammad Siraj has picked up 3 wickets. Akash Deep has 1 and Prasida Krishna has 1. England still trail by 24 runs in that first innings. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.